Some people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd. It's Sheeman and Shepherd. Coming up in a moment, Rick Haro will be with us, our sports business guru. We'll find out the latest on this Chicago Bears possible move. Get his thoughts on Torrey Pines and his thoughts on our golf outing. He golfed with me and Pete yesterday. That's coming up in a moment. But right now, it is time at 8 minutes past the hour for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Naples. All right, round one of the U.S. Open, and Georgia Bulldog Russell Henley sits atop the leaderboard. He birdied the par 5 18th to card a 4-under 67. Rafa Cabrera Bello is at 3-under, and a whole bunch of people at tied for third, Xander Schauffele and Brooks Koepka included. And tonight on ESPN Southwest Florida, we got Game 6, Nets at Bucks. We start coverage tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern
time. Okay.
Standard. Not for, standard.
Daylight. Daylight savings time.
Yeah, ET, not EST.
Right. Thank you. All right, Rick Haro will be here in just a moment. Again, big news today, the U.S. Open, keeping an eye on that. The 76ers, 26-point crash and burn last night to lose. Rick Carlisle now out. They say it's mutual at Dallas.
Something happened to my phone. I lost his number. Can you shoot it to me? That's my bad. No, honestly, Craig, it's been a thing all day with me. I had to put a Gmail on my phone, and because Outlook stopped being compatible with the iPhone service.
It's unbelievable
what I've been through today. I mean, I could start, but we got to get Rick on the horn.
You've overcome, you've adjusted, you've adapted.
That's right.
Oh, the humanity.
That's right. And unlike LeBron, I'm not going to complain about it. I'll shoulder it.
All right.
Play through it. Yeah, you can airdrop it. You can text it. You know, whatever you think is going to be done the quickest.
I just texted it. Have you got it yet?
No. What kind of service are you on over there?
It's on Sprint, but actually I'm changing this week.
Mm.
Did that not go to you?
No, it didn't come in.
Good God almighty.
Just text it to me.
I did.
I will.
Hold on.
Guys, unbelievable.
No, guys, that's my bad. I'm sure I could find it if I went back through.
Tell you.
My old text messages.
I just texted you and I got a message, but thank you for listening to ESPN Southwest Florida.
Why did you text it to the station line?
You texted texted to you, Chris. You should have it.
That's what I have for Chris. I don't know.
I got it. Thanks, Pete.
You're welcome.
Good job, Pete. Way to assist. We never have this problem with Rick Church. I'll tell you that. I sure did text it to the station.
Sent a carrier pigeon. Hey, it wouldn't be too far from the truth.
Cougar Arm says, Craig finally went over to Pete's house. It took 4 years. Well, I actually didn't go to the house.
No.
Although I did see his lovely wife out there.
Yeah, she waved on the fifth hole.
On the lanai.
Yep.
I've played at Pete's course twice. It's been a delightful time.
He has refused an invitation many times to come over and break bread.
All right, how about that for clock management? We were 11 minutes late calling our guest. Rick Haro is with us, our sports business guru. Rick, thank you for your patience. How are you today?
Rick.
I feel unsafe. Maybe I should move my ball. What do you think? That's an inside joke. We'll talk about it. But I feel fine. I just I didn't know that you guys were fast and loose with the time schedule. You kind of call me whenever you want to.
Hey, don't talk about my ex-wife that way.
Whoa!
Oh, not bad. That's not bad. That's a great one-liner.
Yes, it is.
And I know you. You're destined for the Catskills. That's what I got to say.
Wow. So, yeah, that's a rule at Pete's course. If you feel unsafe in these troubling times, be it an alligator or, I don't know.
That's mostly for a gator rule. Yeah, but that's a
you're allowed to move.
A law. Rick got a kick out of it. It's like you're allowed to move your ball at Medina National to where you, quote-unquote, feel safe, obviously, within any reasonable distance.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for the Benita National event yesterday, the shout-out to those guys, and you guys are fantastic, and we'll do that on a regular basis.
That's great. No, thank you. It was my pleasure. We had fun.
What if I feel unsafe because I have a putt of 10 feet? Can I kind of move it to a foot?
No, it's only really like Craig, what he's doing Wikipedia here, and the rules are subject to interpretation, I guess, so.
Well, I've always said Rick is the most generous putt gimme guy I've ever played with, and you do social distancing. If it's within 6 feet, go ahead and pick up the ball. I like it.
You know, I've been doing that. Now that the pandemic is over, I've got to find something else. So what I need to do is to get a copy of that local rule and then say, you know, for example, I feel kind of unsafe being around Pete Shepherd because he has no neck and he's quicker than me. So how about if I pick up the ball and move it closer to the hole?
If you look at me at the right angle, I have a nice neck. It's not a giraffe.
I'm sure if you look hard enough and bring BYOM, bring your own microscope, there's a neck there. That'd be nice.
Unbelievable.
You sound like a Muppet.
Look, you know, I don't know why this has devolved into me giving you a hard time. You guys are spectacular. It was a great day yesterday. I want to thank you again.
Yeah, thank you. It was good. And it was overcast, but it did not rain. It would have been tough if we had done the same thing this morning. Might not have been.
Oh, it was a soaker last night.
We got the radar, man. I'm in Orlando, and I guess the tropical storm is moving north, but the east side of the tropical storm didn't want to say goodbye yet. So it's nailing. And I was in Tampa this morning, and it was just brutal.
Wait a minute, you were in Tampa for the Lightning game too? Was it yesterday already? Yeah, yesterday. Then you come down
Tuesday.
And play golf
2 days ago.
Tuesday. Then you come down and play golf with us on Wednesday. I thought you were heading back to the homestead on the East Coast, but now you're back up in Orlando and Tampa. I mean, you're just making squares on a map over and over again.
I know. I feel like I'm in a bad routine, but I got summoned to a breakfast meeting tomorrow morning. And that breakfast meeting is at Old Memorial, so I got summoned there. Mm. So I said to Duke, look, I'm feeding you. I'm going to give you some love that a dog deserves, but I'm leaving for a couple of days. I'll be back again.
Wow.
And he put his paws over his ears and said, not again. Yeah, that's what happened.
No, he's having a party when you're away. I mean, he owns that place, so he's good.
Well, there's a dog sitter there, and I'm not sure what she does. I will tell you this. I probably shouldn't give it away.
Pick up poop.
But, you know, I got one of those door ringing systems that Shaq used to pedal where you could see who's coming and going.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I like the idea of some of the people that are coming and going. But they are her friends, and so they're, you know, under other circumstances, I might complain. Let's just put it this way.
Your neighborhood could be Serena Williams or any number of other mucky mucks
Greg
Garman knocking on your door.
These are cute individuals. I probably shouldn't say that because we're on the air, but it's you know, I get a sense of who's coming in and out of my house, and it's not bad.
Wow, party!
All right, let me ask you: did you hear about the possibility of the Bears that they put a bid in today at Arlington International Racecourse? Did you hear about that today?
You mean the Bears moving their stadium site?
Yes,
yes.
They put a bid in today to Arlington International Racecourse property, which is about 30 miles northwest of where they are now. It's the equivalent of when the 49ers, you know, moved, you know, to Santa Clara. Now, the question I have, the big thing here is that, one thing, this could just be they put the bid in for posturing because they want Soldier Field to be renovated. It only has 61,000 plus. They haven't done renovations 2003. That's one angle for it, for her and her honor, Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago. But if they were to do this, is it their lease runs with Soldier Field runs through 2033? And I know you've been through stuff like this before. Is there a way of them getting out of that lease?
Well, it says first class, and then there's a whole bunch of testimony about keeping leases in first class condition. You know, when we were doing all the stadium stuff in the late 90s, there was a discussion about how do you possibly include a provision that protects the teams by saying you've got to be in the top five leases that are done economically in the league. Well, that cannot keep happening because, you know, you can't automatically do that. That means 27 teams can automatically move because it doesn't happen. But that's not true. At the end of the day, those kind of clauses don't work anymore. But there, you know, lawyers make a field day out of trying to figure all that out. You got to be able to work with the city, and you got to be able to do something. And the leverage is you got to look elsewhere. And I remember doing that stadium and that process. took a lot of work. There was a historical renovation credit because if you've been to Soldier Field, you remember that old site. It was a kind of a dilapidated site, but they saved those columns for historical credit. They built a spaceship in the middle of those columns, and that site is where everybody goes. You know, everybody likes Soldier Field, and it's part of the Chicago downtown skyline. So, you know, it'll hit with the controversy it'll hit with, and then we'll see where it goes.
All right, but if Her Honor Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who said she is confident the Bears won't move, and that, quote, the NFL wouldn't let them if they tried, that's not accurate at all. That's what I would tell her.
Well, and I would say that that's a great mayoral start. So you have a battle. Those are the first two things you hear on both sides, and then they slowly meet in the middle. I think Chicago, because of the length of the lease, because of what they did to get it there, and I'm not. I don't know enough about the current deal, although I was involved in the original one. This is the beginning of a long PR battle. It's not a legal battle as much as a PR battle. Mm-hmm.
Talking with Rick Hoare, our sports business guru. We've been watching all the action at Torrey Pines today. Gavin Newsom has lifted a lot of the rules there for COVID in California recently, but I don't know if it's recent enough. I was watching. I actually thought there'd be more people here. I've watched a few crowd shots, and it seems a little sparse. But then again, I don't know if that's because it was just a Thursday or if it's because, you know, they're just coming out of their COVID cocoon out there in California.
Coming out of COVID cocoon.
Yeah.
It's. Gavin Newsom noted that 18 million people are vaccinated and therefore you can open up. Well, but saying that a week before the event, you can't completely open up. Not his fault. He's trying to do as much as he can. The last time the open was there, $150 million of economic impact. So maybe it's 148. Whatever it is, it's going to be, you know, 140 more than they would have had otherwise.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for primetime Sunday night because the viewership numbers are going to be off the charts. As we said on the course yesterday, it's back to where it belongs at NBC. Mm-hmm. And, I trained Duke to open the refrigerator and they get me a couple beers at a time. God bless that dog to bring the beers between his paws.
Yep.
And, I'm ready for primetime viewing on Sunday night.
Time out. Yeah.
Here's my next question. Mm-hmm. How about those animals? How about the deer? How about the turkeys?
Yeah.
How about the gators? How about the turtles? We were in Mutual Omaha's Wild Kingdom yesterday, and boy, you know, did you guys hit it in the water enough where you attracted all bunch of sea life?
That's right.
How's that?
Yeah, not bad. But I mean, I told everybody on the air yesterday. I think you're auditioning amongst the other, everything else that you do. You're about to be on the cover of National Geographic.
Taking those pictures was great, and you know, you saw them. I colorized them. You have a deer sitting there in the corner, mm-hmm. waiting to be taken a picture of, that's five turkeys, mama, two babies, and you and Sheeman.
Yeah,
that's five of them.
Yeah, and you missed out on a couple of big gators. The one jumped in at nine on the tee box. I remember that.
Oh,
my buddy Stewie.
We didn't see it, but that wasn't anything small.
It was Jurassic Park.
He wants you.
Absolutely. I'm glad
and Stewie.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something else, ladies and gentlemen. Shepard names his gator. He's got a big one called Stewie, and he's sitting around waiting to strike.
Yes. And people on Facebook know it because I've taken a picture of him several times.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
He hit yesterday. I don't know why. Sticking with golf, so the BBC reporting that the Premier Golf League, capital P, capital G, ready to start in a couple of years. $360 million. So what's this going to look like?
Who's playing in it? That's what I want to know.
This may look like the same. Yeah, exactly. This may look like the same thing as the, you know, super duper golf league that the Saudis were going to start funding. And the answer is the same. You can put as much prize money as you want to on the table. But if Jay Monahan and then the R&A guys get together and say, if you touch this league, we're going to suspend your playing privileges on the regular tour, that's pretty stout. So to me, you have USFL, fan-controlled football league, Johnny Manziel football league, Next Step football league, Super Golf League, Premier Golf League, and they're all in the same. They're going to meet the same fate.
Yeah, no question. Mm-hmm. Rick, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. We know the story that it left Atlanta, it goes to Colorado. There was some talk about doing a turnaround, going back to Atlanta, but there's billions of dollars of lawsuits going on. And by the way, that's just in a couple, 3 weeks from now, isn't it? So what's the latest on the fallout here?
Well, it's not going back to Atlanta this year. When the leagues make a statement and they want you to do something about it, they usually return to that city, but you've done something about it. So remember, Charlotte had the NBA All-Star Game come back after the transgender bill was amended. Martin Luther King event in Phoenix, the lack of the federal holiday caused Super Bowl to be taken, but then they brought it back. And this might be the same thing, but now there's a $100 million lawsuit with $1 billion of punitive damages filed by the co-founder of Home Depot. Yeah. And, you know, baseball in and of itself is not going to be worried about a lawsuit, but at the end of the day, over time, the All-Star Game deserves to come back to Atlanta. That Truist Park is a great building. It's a wonderful showcase. And let's just hope that, you know, for the sake of the country, all of this stuff gets resolved over time. I don't know if it happens tomorrow, but let's just hope it gets resolved.
And that might be incredibly the least of their issues, because what's going on here with Major League Baseball and its attempt to regulate foreign substances, Rick, as you know, is creating quite a lot of controversy. And pitchers, and I think most of the hitters, and I'm not talking, you know, we're not talking about doctoring the ball where the ball drops 2 inches. We're talking about these pitchers, many of them throwing 100-plus miles an hour, being able to grip the ball properly like they have been used to and may not be able to anymore. And it's, you know, we saw what happened with Glasnow the other day. He blames it on not being able to grip the ball properly. He might be properly. He might be done for the year. Gerrit Cole, of course, coming out last night again. I think Major League Baseball is going to have a major, major problem here. They do already going forward, and I don't know why they waited this long to address this issue this year, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and it's all coming to a head. And the rumor I hear is that they're appointing an advisory committee to deal with this issue. It's co-chaired by George Brett and Gaylord Perry. What do you think of that?
Wow.
That would be really good. We got some pine car, we got some spitball.
Yeah.
And, you know, listen, you can't make fun of it. You could, but, you know, it's kind of hard to resolve it. There's a lot of... This is the life of players and income, both on the pitcher side and the batter side, and you got to be really careful about what you're doing.
Yep.
Hey, what's the latest with Cameron Kinley? This is the Bucks player that has a Navy obligation. It seemed to me that over the years you got a lot of examples of players getting a waiver to go ahead and play before they, you know, complete their service to the military. And I remember Donald Trump even signed something to make it easier for these players, but it doesn't look like it's going Kinley's way. He's going to have to go serve in the Navy before he comes to the Buccaneers. What's the latest, and why is it inconsistent or different from what it's been with other
athletes? Well, it is inconsistent. That's the answer, and I don't know what the reason why he hasn't gotten the approval that a lot of the other guys did, not only Napoleon Callum and Perry and a lot of the Navy players, Villanueva from Army, but players who played, you know, that was another case because he actually served and came back, but we had a lot of players who, you know, agreed to do their military service obligation later but wanted to do their NFL today. And rules have changed significantly since the Roger Staubach days. But he was not drafted. And it might have been you got to be drafted in order to have that happen. That seems to be tremendously unfair. And I'm looking for that reason, too. That's why I put it in the notes. It's not clear.
Okay. All right, let's pony up some. I saw Jimmy Kimmel's going to sponsor a bowl game. Let's do Sheeman and Shepherd and Haro bowl somewhere and make some money.
Yeah, well, oh, we're going to make some money by throwing it to the name sponsorship of a bowl game?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, let's go buy some dog coin or Dodge coin or whatever it is. That's a speculative too. Why don't we go buy some of that?
Okay.
look, Jimmy Kimmel. Everybody that I've talked to today said this is weird. This is bizarre. You remember what the Farmers Open was a couple of iterations before here in San Diego, or in San Diego, the Andy Williams San Diego Open? How about the Bob Hope Desert Classic?
Yeah.
You know, how about the Bing Green Crosby event, Diana Shore event?
Mm-hmm.
We've had events named after celebrities for years. Now, they didn't pay for it. This is paid for, and the network kind of helped. But we may be getting back to the future on some of this.
Hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, that's right. You forget about all that stuff. Yeah.
And all right. Well, listen, Rick, safe travels as you continue to just bounce around the state of Florida. And we will talk to you again next week.
Yeah, and I feel kind of unsafe. I'm going to go take a putt somewhere.
That's right. We'll give you a, it's a gimme. Just pick it up. It's a gimme. Talk to you later, Rick.
Take care.
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
All right, that's Rick Horro, everybody. All right, we're a little late. Mark, I see you hanging. Can Mark hang? Or
yeah,
we gotta
can hang.
All right, Mark, hang on from the Cape. We'll come right to you. Got to take a break. Also, let you know that storm season is here, and ESPN Southwest Florida, in partnership with Gavin's Ace Hardware, is giving away a home generator each month now through October. Register now at ESPNSWFL.com. Brought to you in part by Aaron and Franklin Engineering. Sheeman and Shepard on the Sheeman and Shepard Radio Network on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard. It is Sheeman and Shepard watching the U.S. Open. And Phil Mickelson just really struggling with putter today. Just finished a plus 475. A bunch of good guys getting ready to tee off late. It's West Coast Golf. DJ warming up. John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau still to tee off.
Remember, an hour and a half rain delay because of the fog this morning.
Yep. Call that a fog delay.
Yeah, not a rain delay. Fog delay.
I said rain delay. Then I said because of the fog.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm sure it was misting in there.
My wife's going to hate me tonight. Golf and basketball and hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All wrapped up together.
And it's Thursday. Isn't that a drinking night with you two?
No. Friday. Tuesdays and Fridays.
I get that.
Although I had to take a rain check on Tuesday because we were at the baseball game.
Oh.
I'd have a couple myself. I've been good all week.
Well, I drank.
Yeah.
She didn't.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's too bad.
Mark in the Cape has waited patiently through the break. He wants to talk about the U.S. Open. Mark, thanks for waiting. How are you today?
Hi, Mark.
How's it going, fellas? Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Anyways, you guys do play a bit of golf, I'm assuming, and as I've heard. Mm-hmm. What do you hit, honestly? I really want to know what type of clubs you hit and what type of golf ball do you hit. Do you use the extra large tee or the smaller tee, or do you just hit right out the box like some dudes I've seen?
I have Nike clubs. I used a new Titleist softball this week, and I love the control, and I use regular tees. Pete?
I use Ping G4 10s that I got from Edwin Watts Golf that I got measured for. And when I got measured, I went through all sorts of clubs. And to me, I mean, you know, as a 16, 17 handicap, I just went with – they're all great. You know, Titleist, Knight, they're all great sets. It's just what you feel comfortable with. So I hit Ping G4 10s. Now, if you're talking about the tees, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I tee it up at a certain height. It's easier sometimes if you have the tees with the lines on them that, you know, you're always being consistent. So that can help. But I pretty much know the height I'm going to tee the ball up no matter what I'm using. I don't tee it up too high, like overly tee it up. As far as the ball usage, people of my handicap range, any pro will tell you, if they're honest with you, don't buy a box of balls that's more than $30. If you're a real good golfer, like under a 10 or under a scratch golfer, different story. You know, Pro V1s and all that stuff, the higher-end balls are fine. But for me, I'm like Srishan. I'm like anything like $25 or under.
You know? Why, Mark,
whatever the best deal
are
is.
Are you trying to get into the game, or what do you ask?
No, I've been in the game, but I've hit the Pro V1, and I've hit the Pro V1 Star, and I've also hit the Lady Precept in several tournaments that I played back in the day, and they seem to all strike the same.
Well, what's your handicap?
My handicap is about a 7.
Okay, so you would know the difference. Well,
try the TaylorMade TP5.
Yes, that's another one.
That's a good golf ball.
For real good golfers, I've heard excellent things about
it. Yeah, that's a good golf ball.
But don't you find, Mark, there is a difference like hitting a Pinnacle or a Noodle compared to a Pro V1, right? I mean, you notice that difference.
Absolutely.
All right, Mark. Appreciate the phone call, man. Hey, yep. Good luck to you out there.
Yeah, go get him.
Hey, Pete, remember when we were golfing with Mark Lye?
Yes.
He had a golf ball that I wasn't familiar with. He says that it's the best ball out there, period. Do you remember what it was?
I can't remember. But
it had
it was
a
like
weird name. It wasn't a...
And it wasn't overly expensive either, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. I could remember. After.
But yeah. I mean, if you're a good golfer like Mark was and stuff, I mean, I used to love Pinnacles. Pinnacles, you got to hit, though, right on the... I feel like you have to hit right on the button. If you're hitting, like... Noodles. I mean, it's a good value ball, but I find it doesn't, you know, you can hit a perfect swing, and it does make a difference depending on how you swing. You just have to, you know, it's experimentation. It's processed by whatever you feel comfortable with. I don't know. There's a bunch of balls that I like. I just try to hit it straight.
Yeah.
That's my first and foremost. If I'm getting 10 yards more here or 10 yards less there, is it really going to affect my game? Not really.
Chris, what do you use? You're the best golfer among the three of us.
I've got TaylorMade driver and 5-wood. I got a Titleist 3-wood that's about a decade old, but I can't bring myself to take it out of the bag. Play Ping i200 irons. I have Callaway or Cleveland wedges. And I flip back and forth between a Ping blade and a TaylorMade Spider putter.
No, I will tell you that when Evan Watts measured me with, I mean, the Ping G410, what it really, it's mattered on my drives. I'm definitely getting more bang for my buck on my drives and 3-woods, but definitely has made a difference in my iron play. Without a doubt, it's a little more forgiving, and that's all you need is a little bit more forgiving than the 15-year-old clubs I had before that. Mm-hmm. So that was the first thing I noticed, especially on like 7-irons to wedge shots. Totally much, much better. Much better in my game on those shots, approaching from like 140 in.
Yeah. All right. Well.
That's the best I can do as someone who shoots between 88 and 94, depending on what day.
Yeah.
Brooks Koepka and Xander Schauffele are in at 2-under, and they move the scoreboard. Russell Henley
on top at 4.
And you got Rafa Cabrera-Bello.
And Molinari Francesco at 3-under.
All right. And again, if you're like just getting off work, this is awesome.
Eduardo Molinari.
You're going to go home, you're going to turn on to NBC, and you, guys are just now teeing off. You can watch this all night long. In fact, the...
Yeah, you got
the basketball game tonight. It's going to take second fiddle. And
8 o'clock. Well, you got Bolts Islanders.
You got Bolts and Islanders.
Yeah, wait, that's on USA.
USA.
I'll be watching that.
USA.
The mausoleum is going to be going crazy tonight with 13,000 people.
USA.
Yep.
Windex texting in. Hearing Chris describe his clubs in his bag is like getting a DNA test from Ancestry.com. He plays with a bag of mutts. You got a little bit of everything in there, Chris.
That's fair. Don't have any. No, I got title. I got one Titleist club. Yeah. I played pretty much everything. Ping. I don't have any Callaway. I've never had any Callaway club
by
ever.
By choice or happens.
I never liked how offset their irons are. And I know you guys who know golf, I've got Pings, which are naturally offset, but these i200s are less offset than a normal ping, if you will.
Yeah.
Oh, get in the hole. Good putt. Ooh. Yeah, so that's why I get it. I've never liked the way a Callaway looks.
You keep it to 14?
Clubs?
Yeah, 14 clubs.
Yep. I will travel to leaving the country to play some golf on Sunday, and I will travel with 15 in my bag. I'm going to carry 2 putters just in case I got to swap them out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a thing. I'm really quirky with my putter.
I have 13 clubs.
If my putter isn't working, it's not my fault.
Right, right.
The putter that's not working gets thrown out, and we put the other one in the bag the next round.
Gotcha.
I could play almost every round with the driver, 3-wood, 7-iron, putter. If I just had those 4 clubs, I'd be fine. I use those about 95% of the time.
On me.
Actually, no, I shouldn't say that. I use my lob weight. The one thing I love about my new irons are the difference between the utility wedge and your regular wedge. Huge difference. I use my utility wedge from 40 yards in. Big, big difference in... accuracy
and
stuff.
Nice flop shot.
But yeah, but I love my other wedge too.
All right,
I'm a wedge guy.
With the utility wedge, you're not flopping a lot.
No, but
it's not made to open up.
No,
I use another
I don't have a natural flop shot. I'm just saying I get more accurate. I just it will go up on the air fine with me from 40 yards in. I use my other regular pitching wedge from 60 yards out.
It's the coolest shot you can play around the green, I think.
Oh, but flop shot! People that can do the flop shot. I have my friend Jim.
It's really difficult.
It's very difficult. They do flop shots where I'd be putting.
Yeah, I got a new 60-degree, and I've been using that around the greens. That's nice.
Good times.
Got to get those grooves.
Yeah, but
keep them clean.
To really get an understanding of it, you got to go hit. You got to go to the chipping
practice
area
facility
and hit like 500 balls.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's what you do.
You got time to hit 500 balls.
Bryson DeChambeau getting ready to tee off in about 2 minutes. We got what you got next.
Hope he puts it in the water.
Sheeman, is it possible in the first?
No, there's no water.
I didn't think so.
No, with him it might be.
Yeah, right.
There's an ocean.
Yeah. Sheeman and Shepherd on the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network, 770 AM, 104.3 in Fort Myers and 101.5 in Naples. July 2nd, we add 98.1 FM. ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd.
All righty. It is the 17th of June. It is Global Garbage Man Day. Got to have appreciation for garbage men. Take all that away. It is National Apple Strudel Day. National Career Nursing Assistance Day. It is National Eat Your Vegetable Day. Stewart's Root Beer Day. You know, root beer used to be my drink as a kid before the Diet Mountain Dew, but just too darn much sugar.
Not diet root beer is pretty good.
And World Croc Day. Not Alligator Day.
Love
Day.
Those shoes.
No, horrible shoes.
Crocs?
And then they leave stupid tan lines on your feet.
What are you talking about?
I've never had Crocs. They're very uncool.
They're multi-purpose. If you need to throw it in four-wheel drive, you throw the strap back. If you're lounging, you keep it in two-wheel drive with the strap up.
Stupidest looking shoe I've ever seen.
No, they were dumber ones. I remember I was 6 or 7.
I had multiple pairs of Crocs.
75. My mom was going to buy Buster Brown. I go, I'm not wearing those. I was like 7. I go, I am not putting those on my feet. Remember Buster Browns?
Yeah.
Every mother...
Crocs are great.
Every mother wanted the kids to wear Buster Brown shoes.
Why don't you like Crocs?
They look stupid. They're this giant hunk of plastic with holes on your feet.
First of all, it's rubber, so it's super comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And second of all, it's got holes in it, so your feet don't sweat.
And then what? You got circle tan lines. You look like a toad.
Well, don't sunbathe in them, Craig. Sunglasses would make you look like a raccoon if you sunbathed in them.
That's acceptable.
I'm on a roll today.
1885 on this day, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York. Then they put it together. 1928, Amelia Earhart, first woman across the Atlantic. It took 20 hours. Good Lord, that's slow. Let's see.
Crocs.
1972, 5 White House operatives were arrested, setting off the Watergate scandal on this day in history. How about that?
Deep Throat.
Yeah.
Lived in Cape Coral.
Did he really?
I believe so.
No,
I'm pretty sure.
It wasn't G. Gordon Liddy. I don't know. Do we ever know?
G. Gordon Liddy was not Deep Throat.
Do we ever know the identity of Deep Throat?
G. Gordon Liddy was definitely not Deep Throat.
But he was in the mix.
Oh, he was absolutely
in the mix. I just wonder who it was.
You guys know why they call him Deep Throat?
Next.
No.
I don't either.
No, because that's what the Washington Post made the name for him.
They came up with that?
Yeah.
That's a little irresponsible on their part.
Fake news even back in 1972.
Woodward and Bernstein, that's what they came up for him.
Oh, Bernstein.
Deep undercover guy.
1923, Crazy Legs Hirsch was born. That's a football player.
Oh, Crazy Legs.
Yeah. Dave Concepcion, former shortstop with the Reds.
They used to call Forrest Gump Crazy Legs.
Jason Hansen, greatest kicker of all time, was born on this day in 1970.
He sucked.
He's not the greatest
he
kicker of all time.
He did not suck. Got a few less rings than Adam Vinatieri, being the Lions kicker for 20 years.
No, I know. So.
Venus Williams, happy birthday, and Kyle Bowler. On this day in 1960, Ted Williams hit his 500th home run.
Good for you, Teddy.
1962, Jack won his first major. It was the U.S. Open, beat Arnold Palmer in the playoff. 1976, the ABA welcomed in the Nets, Pacers, Nuggets, and Spurs. 1991, the U.S. Open at Hazeltine. Payne Stewart won in the playoff on Monday. The 76ers traded Charles Barkley to the Suns in 1992. The O.J. Simpson white Bronco chase during the NBA Finals was on this day, 1994. Split screen. The Celtics beat the Lakers in six. Paul Pierce, 2008 and a 2010. Kobe and the Lakers beat the Celtics in seven. I believe that's Kobe's last time.
Great golf shot.
Pete Shepard, what you got?
Yep. Great golf shot by Bryson out of the trap.
Well, we're about to Major League Baseball history. It looks like it's about to be made. The 1943 Philadelphia A's and the 63 Mets get an opportunity to have their names erased from an unflattering section of Major League record book when San Francisco and Arizona, they're playing today. The Giants have won the first three games of the series, handing the D-backs their 20th, 21st, and record-tying 22nd straight road defeats.
Ooh.
In about a half an hour, I'd say about 45 minutes. Actually, Arizona's on the board. It is 6-1 Giants in the top of the seventh. There's no doubt in my mind the Giants will go on to win this thing.
No doubt.
And if you had taken a bet against Arizona in these last 23 road games where they have a 20, where they're about to go 0-23, you would be able to retire, and so would your children's children's children.
Mm.
What a disgraceful record. In this day and age in Major League Baseball to lose 23 consecutive road games.
They're the Buffalo Sabres of Major League Baseball.
Oh, man.
Rough.
That's a hockey team.
Canadian sort of. Moose Knuckle says he's buying Craig Detroit Lion Crocs.
Nice.
I can't wear them.
Nice Honolulu blue with the silver strap. Come in styling and profiling.
And I'm taking my little mini lock is Tampa Bay Lightning tonight, minus small juice, minus 125 on the road. I believe
just a bit of juice.
They will take the
juicer,
lead tonight.
Like a mimosa.
They will take. This will be an overtime game
just
tonight.
Just a skosh.
Just a skosh.
This will be an overtime game.
Just a twinge.
3-2, Lightning.
All right, crystal ball, what you got?
All right, last night Trae Young went just over 27.5 points. We lost the under on that one. Mm-hmm. Reasoning was flawless. I blame the Sixers. Tonight, the Bucks play the Nets. Go contrarian play. I'll lay the 5.5 with the Bucks.
Is it now down to 5.5? It was 7, then it was 6, now it's 5.5.
Down
and
to 5.5.
Moving. It's a moving line.
People are talking.
People are betting. People are talking. That'll do it, everybody. Have a great Thursday night. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos. Great job by me. I will talk to you tomorrow. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.